Thank you, thank you, thank you. People are still pouring in here. Awesome, awesome. I want to thank Pastor Nick and Rachel and all the White Oak team for hosting us today. Thank you so very much. Let's give them a big hand. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And we have a lot to cover today. I hope you're ready to go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to share some things I typically do at the beginning of a leadership connection when we get all of our leaders together. And then I'm going to, each campus pastor is going to come up and they're going to just share an update so we all hear what's happening at each location. Then I'm going to share some things about where we're heading as a church, actually the next couple years and how we got to where we are and where we're going with some changes here. And then we're probably going to take a little break right in there somewhere. And so you're going to get a break, hopefully about an hour and 5 hour and 10 minutes in. So I'm just trying to let you know. And then I have a great teaching for you on leadership, some things in my heart that I want to share from Exodus chapter 3 that are just burning in my heart. I think it's going to give a biblical, scriptural context to where we are and where we're going. And so we're going to have a great, great day together. How many of y'all believe that? Come on. So like I said, we got a lot to do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for being here. And Lord, that you would just grant me the grace to communicate today in a way that brings glory and honor to you, that sharpens us, equips us, Lord God, for your good, your glory, and your honor, that your kingdom would be expanded and your church would be built. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. I like to start out every time just reminding us what we do as leaders here at Bridge City Church, and that is this, that leaders, what do? We mobilize and motivate teams of people to accomplish God's mission and vision. If we do what God has called us to do, then multiplication is the result in God-honoring leadership. So what do leaders do? If you're ever wondering, I like to just establish this at the beginning. This is what we do. We motivate and we mobilize, okay? It's not only good enough to be like motivated, we gotta be mobilized in the process. And that's what we do, and that's what we continue to do in that process. Our foundation scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 2 here. And let's all read this out loud together. Can y'all see that here? Here we go. The things you have heard in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. This has been the foundation scripture of our church. It continues to be that we want to take the things which we've heard, and we want to, in the presence of witnesses and trustees, to faithful and able, trustworthy people here, teachable people that can pass it on to others. That's what we've been doing for 43 years, and that's what we continue to do in a big way. Just to remind you, our mission, every time we're together, what is our mission? Our mission is this, is that we exist so that as many people as possible. How many people? Keep going. We'll begin a relationship with God and become fully devoted followers of Jesus. This is what we do. This is where we're going. We exist so not just a few people, but as many people as possible will begin a relationship and then become fully devoted followers. Say, this is our mission here. Our vision, and again, this is all just trying to get us a good framework here. Our vision here is we gather to grow. Oh, let's say it out loud. Like real happy here. Come on. We gather to grow, we give and we go to make disciples, all for the glory of God. So what we do, what we see is gathering together as a church. We want to grow to our full potential. We want to give joyfully and sacrificially as we go into our world with spirit-led lives. That's what we do here. And so I always like to ask this question, is what have you seen or heard or experience that tells you that we're accomplishing the mission and the vision at Bridge City Church? What have you seen? What have you heard? What have you experienced that says we're accomplishing the mission and vision, that people are being gathered in, growing, and that people are doing these things, and that people are growing to their full potential? So it's one thing for me to say it, or maybe one of the pastors to say it, but what do you see? What do you experience? What are you hearing? So we're going to take a few minutes right now, and you're going to get in a group of maybe three to five people. And how many again? Three to five people, yeah. And so you're going to get together, and you're going to share just with some of your new, if you're sitting around people that you don't know, it's really simple. It's, hi, my name is. Okay, hi, my name is. You have to say your name. Hi, my name is. And then you make a new friend. If you're sitting by somebody you don't want to talk to, this is a good time to go for coffee, okay? But so, hey, get with your new group of people. Let's answer this question together. Let's answer this question together. Go ahead. Right, you got like 30 seconds to wrap it up. 30 seconds. Done. Here we go. Hey, if we can pull it back in. How many of y'all met a new friend? How many of y'all met somebody new? Very good. How many are with an old friend? How many of you are just with somebody? Come on, somebody. Yeah, come on. I see those hands. Yeah. Okay, hey, what we're going to be doing now is we're going to be, I know I didn't mention this earlier, just to put your hearts at ease. For those of you that registered, there will be Chick-fil-A today. And so those of you that registered, you get rewarded, and you get Chick-fil-A, and there will be no pickles on the Chick-fil-A. We will not defile the sandwiches like that. So I'm just telling you, there will be no defilement. Unholy things touching Jesus' chicken. Okay, unholy things have to be put out of this sanctuary. So you can get those in the downstairs. Okay, you can go downstairs and get pickles. Hey, our pastors are going to come forward. They're going to give you a quick update on what's happening, and just give a quick update in their location. So, Pastor Nick, you're a hometown favorite here. It's your house here. Let's welcome Pastor Nick here.
Obviously I started yelling and then it hit. I want to let everybody know that there will not be pickles on the sandwich because we made a very wise decision. There will be tons of pickles in bowls on the side. So the smell of pickled cucumbers will be stronger than it would have been if we could have just got them on the sandwiches. The White Oak campus currently is in a season of obedience and confirmation from God. So we knew for a while that we needed to go to three worship experiences at the White Oak campus of Bridge City Church. And whenever we made the decision to finally do that, God started moving and confirming exactly who he is and exactly what he told us to do. And we've been at three worship experiences for 8 weeks. Prior to those 8 weeks, we were averaging 432 people a week. And post three worship experiences, we're averaging 531 people per week. So almost exactly 100 people that we grew by. And that was the first week that happened. when we went to three worship experiences, and since those three worship experiences, we've seen 50 connection cards and 19 salvations of the gospel in 8 weeks. And it was just God saying, listen, when you listen to me and when you're obedient to what I'm calling you to do, I show up every single time. He wasn't going to lead more people here until we created more space for those people to be cared for, to be loved, to be encouraged, to be empowered, to be equipped, to be discipled. So it was an amazing thing to see that. And I believe that, we're moving into another season of just sheer obedience. And I believe that God's going to provide the right place and the right property and the right building once we, the people that fill this campus, become obedient in every area of their life. And we're super excited to be able to walk through that and see that and just follow God every step of the way. So that's exciting. And the invitation culture has just continued to take off. And people that have been invited for years, something about these last weeks, they finally accepted the invitation. And now they've become inviters. So that is really an exciting thing to see and be a part of. So thank you to everybody that makes it happen week in and week out. People are here at 6:45 in the morning on Sundays and leaving at 1 p.m. I mean, I don't take that for granted at all. So love and appreciate all of you and everybody that makes it happen week in and week out at every location. So who am I bringing up next?
Pastor Ben Kendrew.
Tis the season, everybody. That's why I'm wearing this sweater, if you're wondering. But at Brighton Heights, I'm excited. There is I've been there over about almost like 18 to 19 months now, and still growing. So it does take a while once a pastor set in to actually see growth. But we're seeing that. We do have a culture of invitation as well. We're still at one service. Our hope and prayer that God will add to our number in terms of generosity and giving, but also in terms of people in the seat, building community, getting together and serving. So most of Brighton Heights is like right back in that corner right there. So can we get a little wave from the Brighton Heights contingency? Okay. Thank you for showing up, getting across tunnels and bridges to be here. We appreciate that effort. But we're really excited to see what God is doing. And in October, we had a Harvest Halloween outreach, and we had over 1,300 people come and show up across Terman Avenue, which is the road that the church is on. But it just shows you that our goal is to be a light in that community that desperately needs it. And so our hope to move forward is to be more of a presence in the Brighton Heights community so people get to know Jesus and they can experience him more and more and to become fully devoted followers. That's our hope and prayer. Our student ministry is growing. It's smaller, but it's still growing. We're excited to see what God is going to do in and through them. And Jake and Kaylee are leading that, so thank you for that. And then our BC Kids ministry, Katrina and Jared, I just want to thank you for all you're doing. But that is those two ministries are an important part of a healthy, growing church that's full of love. Is when you have those two things functioning and going at the same time, people will want to be part of that church. And so that's our hope and prayer, to reach out in the community, to have ministries available for families, and so they can experience God in more significant ways. Our pantry as well. We are one of the ones that have a pantry that's giving away about 30 to 45 meals to families each month. So we're excited for that and hope to grow in that area as well in terms of outreach. So our hope and prayer at Brighton Heights is just to be more of a light within the community. And I'm just so thankful for all the leaders that give it their time. And it's an honor to serve with all of you. So thank you for your time. God bless you.
Pastor John, come on down.
Look at that. Well, North Braddock, things have been going very, very well, I believe, over the last year. It's been a stretching season over the last 11 and a half, 12 months, but it's been a very, very good season. Just piggybacking off of Pastor Ben, the food bank, we are averaging about 180 to 200 families a month that are receiving groceries there, and that's Phil Leone and Dave Escarcega, Johnny Stuckert, Steve. Is Steve here? I don't know if Steve, I didn't see him signed up, but there's a lot of people, Novi and Robinson, a lot of people that show up not just on that Saturday, but throughout the week to unload, pack, and get things ready. And just this couple of weeks ago, we did our Thanksgiving outreach there where we gave away the Thanksgiving meals, which we were raising money for in our Kingdom Builders for November. And we hit almost 300, just under 300 families at the North Braddock location. Now, there was a bunch more at Brighton Heights as well. So thank all of you for being generous to the Kingdom Builders. Really, 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 I don't want to steal the thunder, but I can't be more excited about our December Kingdom Builders that's going to be happening. So I'm going to strongly encourage you to hold back some of that Christmas gift money, because you are going to be blown away with the opportunity that we are going to have this month to make a difference in people's lives. And so I really am excited about that. But also, our kids' ministry is growing. We added a third kids' class at our BC Kids. And that's Bethany Dickerson back there, and my wife as well. And that kind of works in tandem with the Bridge City students, that Tyler Kemper is our coordinator over there in North Braddock. And a lot of our Bridge City kids that have graduated out over the last couple of years, every one of our Bridge City students serves in a ministry role at North Braddock, and I am super, super stoked about that, because they've caught the vision of not just, partying, but being a part. You know, it's easy to come and party, but it's even better to be a part. So we are excited for what 2026 has for us as a church and as a campus, and so I am just excited to see what God is going to continue to do. So,
Pastor Eric, come on down. And just to set it up to free you, I may even ask you a few questions when you're done. And not to put you on the spot, but just to release you here. There's some big changes coming up. And I know that tomorrow is actually a really big day for you all. I'll let you share that. But as I hope everybody here knows, you saw the video, there's been a lot of discussion about our Murraysville campus becoming its own church with its own government, with its own entity there. And so I'm going to let you just share what's happening there. And again, I may jump in and just ask you a few questions too as well.
Sounds good. Share
away, and then I'll jump in here before you sit down.
Just recapping this past year briefly, since 2024, we had, like, the year of 2024, for those of you who maybe weren't even around a year or so ago, we were surviving as a campus. It was just from all the stuff that happened in 2023. But this past calendar year, we've seen a 50% growth in attendance since January of 2025. We're on pace to see twice as many salvations this year than we've ever seen in any calendar year before at the Murraysville location, looking to have 44 to plus salvations this year. 17 baptisms, kids being dedicated. Our three kids' rooms, some Sundays, are full, and we're talking about how do we add a fourth kids' room, because we need to make room for more people. We're talking about when are we going to go to two services, probably next spring, possibly in the summer, going to two, with the news of us becoming an independent church, a separate church, having our own governance, our own name, being Freedom Church, is something that's really a continuation of what Pastor Rick has mentioned earlier, that's 2 Timothy 2:2. This is a kingdom expansion. It's not we're going to replace everything that's been put into that campus over the decades. We're building off of that, extending our reach to do more for the kingdom, to really be more intentionally focused on Murraysville, Franklin Regional School District specifically, something I feel God's really put in my heart and our church's focus, to go take the land of Franklin Regional School District, to go get involved in the schools, reach the kids for Jesus. It's not all about Freedom Church. It's about people having freedom in Christ. So that's why there's a lot to the name of why we picked the name Freedom Church, but wanting people to experience freedom in Christ, to know Christ, to find freedom. That's my wife Rachel and I's heart, so much of what we've experienced, and we want that for others as well. So it's just a continuation of what God's been doing in Murraysville, in that area for 16 years now or so. That campus has been there, and we're excited for looking forward in the next year, seeing more salvations, more people come, more people get trained and equipped, leadership development, discipleship, all the things that we're called to do as a church, and that's going to be happening. March 1st is the launch date. Tomorrow's a commitment Sunday to get people on teams and really launching us forward to prepare and plan for that, that sending us out is what is such a great, what I would say is something so honorable to Pastor Rick that most people would want to hold on to everything. Most pastors want to hold on. Pastor Rick's saying, be released, be sent with a blessing, with prayer, with a yes and amen attached to it. That's the way we want to be sent, not just cut loose, but sent out. So this isn't division. This isn't anything other than a blessing and saying, we know that God's going to bless this move of unity, even though we're separate in legality and bank accounts, stuff like that. It still can be done in unity. And that's something I want everyone, because I've heard people say, oh, we're splitting the church. Like, we're not splitting the church. We're multiplying. That's what happens when you multiply. Things change. Things look different. So if you have any other questions, I just wanted to.
Well, what do you foresee, like just the connection between Freedom Church and Bridge City Church, just in your heart? You know, because I want everybody here to hear that. You and I have talked, but I want people here to hear that.
My heart's always been, I want to work with churches in general. I want to work with other churches, as we do with some outreach things, with ministry things, with mission trips. So specifically with Bridge City, I still plan to come be a part of events. You know, we have Band of Brothers scheduled at the end of next year. Definitely going to have people, men coming to be a part. If we have women's events, just bigger events, more so having a connection there. We are still going to be a part of the network of related pastors, our network, NRP network. So our overseers are going to be still some of the same guys, same people within the NRP network. Potentially mission trips, things down the road. We haven't, like, scheduled those things yet, but that's the heart is we want to still be connected, still be in unity, still be on mission. Our vision and direction is going to look different, but when where things we can do together, we want to be able to do those things together. Maybe even participating in missions offerings and things of that nature.
Yeah, and so so I just wanted everybody to hear your heart as well, because they heard me just on video and in different formats. Working together, there's no issues, there's no problems. You heard it here first, and we're excited about kingdom expansion and church building. That's really what we're committed to, and that's what we're going to continue to work together the best way that we can to figure all that out. I think I covered everything there. Anything else?
No. Just want to say thank you. Pastor Rick's been so supportive, been at all the leadership meetings at Murraysville. I was at the vision night. Natalie and him were both at the vision night we had, just sharing the vision for the church, and just something to honor and to commend Pastor Rick on and say thank you. It's been a blessing to have him just being saying yes and amen, not just saying go figure it out. He's helping along the way as well. So just want to say yes and amen. We're in unity. This is still good. We're
amen.
All good. So.
Amen. Well, hey, let's give God a big hand. Stay here. I'm going to pray. And hey, let's just join our hearts together. Can we do that right now? Let's just agree right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Pastor Eric and Rachel. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to release a blessing upon them. Lord God, even in this commitment day tomorrow, Lord God, let them be overwhelmed with the generosity of the people at the Murraysville location. Let them experience your goodness and grace, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for order, for protection, and for release, Lord God. God, thank you, Lord God, for all that you're going to do, Lord God, in months, in years, and in decades to come, Lord Jesus. So God, we thank you, and we just, again, just say blessings, prosperity, and life. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
If I could share one verse.
Oh, one more verse. Okay, go ahead.
1 Corinthians 2:9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, but God has planned for those who love him. I believe that's something he's been showing me personally for Freedom Church, but I believe it applies to us at Bridge City Church as well. That there's God is doing things so that we can't understand in the natural. It looks like something in the natural is not the way we understand it. God's doing something that's going to blow our minds. He wants to expand his kingdom, build his church in such a way that the thousands and thousands of people in every one of our neighborhoods, communities, he wants to reach them. And I just want to encourage all of us to open our eyes to see, God, what are you saying? What is it? What's the faith that needs built in us to see more people reach as many people as possible to begin a relationship with God? And that takes faith and takes courage to step out and say, we're going to do things we've never done before. So just want to encourage that.
Amen. Awesome. So you can throw that down there. Good deal. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Just as a real, you see all the pastors that we brought up. I just wanted you to see a picture of the elders. Where's the elders at? Here they are. Okay, look at them. There we go. And they're all in the room here. Did I see? I think they're all here. I think there's too many people here. I can't look out and find out. Well, that's a good thing. But we have Tyler and Doug, and Pastor Gary is actually in a faraway foreign land, not doing missions, but I think he's on his way back today from time away with Donna there. And Matt, these are the guys. I'm also on the elder board. I'm the head elder as well. These guys take care of approving budgets, so dollars. They approve. They don't make the budget. They approve the budget, make sure that we're handling the finances in a God-honoring way. They take care of discipline, but not only discipline. They also, not only church discipline, but approving of further elders and further pastors. We work on a way that we work with complete unanimous decisions. We don't just rule by the majority. We rule by we're all together. When we put our hands in, we are all in. We're all together here. And so the doctrine, there'd be the final say on doctrine as well. And then the last D that the elders take care of is the direction. They affirm, confirm, and warn on the direction of the church. The direction, the vision of the church is carried with the pastors. They're the one that carry. You heard the vision and direction of each location. They're there to affirm, yes and amen. They're there to confirm, we're behind you, assist and help in the vision as well. And then also to warn. If we're starting to move in a direction, it's like, hey, I just want to give you a warning here. There's a built-in warning process as well. But I wanted you to see that we have, there's a lot of layers of people. Right now, our eldership is over the whole entire church, so that when Pastor Eric came and shared his heart regarding this new work that is to begin, shared it with the elders. We do what elders do. We prayed, fasted, really heard God. We didn't just want to act presumptuously, processed how are we going to do this, what's God saying, and then according to what God is saying, then we act accordingly. That's what we do. So there's a process by which we work together, and there's a process by which we move forward. But I just wanted you to get a picture of the elders as well there. So thanks so much. And can we give the elders just a huge hand just in all that they do? And I'm so thankful. I really, really am. Thank you very much. We've been on a string of 6 a.m. We've been meeting about 6 a.m. till about 8, and then they go off to work and almost every week. And so I'm very, very appreciative of what they've been doing to help and assist the pastors along the way there as well. So, hey, a couple other things have been happening here. As a church, year to date in 2025, we've seen 212 people respond to the gospel and 94 baptisms. That's pretty cool. We've been able to give away so far $209,000 in missions given away. I think that's a big deal. That's something, you know, we work together at to give away, and we do have a really, really great, awesome opportunity, as Pastor John mentioned, and that we're going to give to over Christmas this year. The Sunday before Christmas, the candlelights, and then the Sunday after. It's a big, big deal. I'm not going to give it to you. I'm just going to build suspense right now. But as Pastor John urged you that you want to put aside money, don't give emotionally. Let's give on purpose and with intentionality. And you're going to want to have a lot of intentionality with what you're doing. We're going to free people from literal slavery this year. And we're going to release people from being literally like slaves in a different country. And I think that's a big deal. Come on, somebody. And I don't say that word lightly. I'm not flippantly saying that. That's something very much so in my heart there. And just, you know, the attendance is moving up here. In 2025, our focus has been Ephesians 4:16. This has been our focus in 2025. He makes the whole body fit together. Jesus makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy, growing, and full of love. Anybody that's been around me long enough, I say these words: healthy, growing, and full of love. So, what does health look like? I don't know. How many of you ever go to the doctor? Okay. How many of you know you need to go to the doctor, but you don't? Come on. Yeah. Yeah. But they look at your numbers. What are the first thing they do? Your blood pressure, your heart rate, your temperature. And then they look at some blood work and they look at things you can't see in the natural, but they dig down a little bit. And they determine how healthy you are. How healthy you are. Then are you growing? Now, that the doctor doesn't ask if you're growing. They want to make sure that you're not growing, okay? Are we growing with muscle? Are we growing with strength? Or are we just growing? You know, that's a big question. You can grow but not be healthy. You have to grow with muscle, okay? And then full of love, a love that extends to God, a love that is wide and welcomes more people in, a love that is with missions further, and a love that goes deeper with the word of God. That's how you know you have a church that's full of love. It goes higher, there's more worship, it's wider, more people are coming. Okay, it's further in missions, and it's deeper in the word of God. That's full of love, okay? Those are the four ways that we know we're full of love. So as we've been looking at this health and really processing and praying, man, God, what are you saying? What are you doing with our church? How are we doing it right now here? Is this. So in 2025, the elders and the pastors, we made a decision. Actually, it was probably about a year ago, moving into 2025. Right in there, we started discussing bringing in an outside organization to help us just to become more productive, effective, and fruitful. That's what I want to do. I don't just want to have church, and I don't even just want to have a big church. I want to have a church that's productive, effective, and fruitful. And over the last couple of years, realized that we weren't being as productive, effective, and fruitful as we could be. And that's not a cut on anybody. It's just I just knew there was more. Something wasn't clicking. And sometimes you need outside input to see what that is. You need somebody else to come from the outside to dig in a little bit and say, okay, what are you doing? How are you doing it? How can we get better? How many of y'all want to be a part of a church that gets better? Come on, somebody. I mean, I want to get better. I'm trying to get better in everything I do as a leader, as a husband, as a father, as a friend, as a man of God. Every area of my life, I want to get better here. So as we've done this, we were like, okay, something's like not quite right here. The machine's running, but I believe that there's more. There's more that we could affect more lives. We could affect more people because that's really what's at stake. That's really what's at stake here, and that's what we want to do. You see, from 2023 to present, if you look at the whole church, I'm broad brushing the whole church right now, broad brushing all four locations, is that we hit a plateau. Nothing was dropping, nothing was declining, but we hit a plateau. And plateaus are, you know, I'd rather maintain than go the opposite direction, right? I'd rather maintain than drop. But the problem is, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but how many of y'all have experienced that things have gone up in price? I mean, you name it. Groceries, going out to eat, no matter what you want to do, what you want to purchase, there's a lot of change going on. I mean, everything's going up. Well, when you stay the same financially, okay, and everything else is going up, electricity is going up, gas is going up, all utilities are going up, it creates a tension and a strain. So as we brought in a group called Unstuck, which their specialty is unstucking churches here, okay, what we needed to do is we needed to open our hands and say, God, Bridge City Church belongs to you. And whatever you want to do to change us and whatever you want to help us do to become more effective, here it is. If you remember, as a leader, what do? We hold tight to who we are in Christ. I am a child of God. No, you're not going to take that from me. But what I do, I hold loose. So tight who I am, loose what I do. And Lord, you can take whatever you want to do at church. And this is how really the process, how Pastor Eric and Rachel got to where they were. It's like God actually opened up conversations and opened up the way to really say, what are we doing and how are we doing it? I liken it to the process that we've been in. Now I want to let you know that in the process of getting unstuck, there have been a lot of emotionally charged conversations, and there's been a lot of tension in the room. Because whenever you're saying, let's get more effective, that you're saying, okay, whenever what I do becomes, you know, under the microscope, that naturally happens. And I'm the lead pastor. I have to go first in this. But I want to get better. I want to keep moving forward here, okay? And so as we move forward here, the pastors and elders work together and figuring out what are we going to be, how are we going to do it, what's this going to look like? And so we said, okay, God, what are you doing? Where's the process? What are we doing? We wrestled through what's the next year, 2026, what's the next 5 years getting us to 2030, and what's the years after that look like? That's really what we started wrestling with. And saying, you know, because we don't just want to do what we've always done. We want to say, God, what are you doing with your church right now? God, what are you doing with your church? You know, and we in the church world, I'm a pastor, I can say this, I think, first and foremost. It's easy to say that the way we do church is the right way. Because we look at other churches and we say, well, they don't do it the way we do it, so they're wrong. And I want to remind you that no church is our enemy. We have an enemy, and it's the devil. The devil steals, kills, and destroys. That's his mission statement, okay? And so we're here to bring life, okay, the Jesus life, and life abundantly. Are you with me? Okay, so let's never think that the way we do it is sacred. Now, I have some things that, you know, with regarding like the Holy Spirit, I believe are sacred. And I think we should value and we should honor, you know, the work of the Holy Spirit. I think that's important. That's a value I want to defend, okay? But the way somebody else may do it differently, I'm not going to make fun of them. I'm here to give the devil a massive migraine. How about you? And that's what I want to do. I just want to give him a migraine. I want to do everything I can here. So in the process here, and we're saying, okay, if we're not changing, if we're not becoming better every year, year by year, we're probably becoming more stagnant. We're probably getting, we're starting to slip into decline here. But I want to make it really clear here. Our mission, our vision, our doctrine are the same. Amen. Our mission, our vision, our doctrine has not changed. Our organization hasn't changed. How we are going to function is changing. See, our why and our what hasn't changed. I read those to you first thing. How we do that is going to change. Our function changes, but the organization isn't changing. We still have elders. We still have pastors. I'm still the lead pastor at Bridge City Church. Amen. We still have elders. We still have pastors. I'm still the head elder, lead pastor. I'm the CEO, and yes, I'm the president of the board as well. But thank God, that's why we have a plurality of elders. We have a plurality of pastors. We have a plurality of these things to help us do this together. In unity, but maybe with less uniformity. We're going to stay in unity, but maybe our uniformity is going to be tweaked and changed. Let me try to explain here as I move forward here. On March 1st, as there's a launching and a releasing and a blessing to Freedom Church, we're going to be one church in three locations, still with all the same things I just explained to you. So all of those things exist there. So, but how we're going to get people connected and how we're going to do these things, it's going to tweak and it's going to change here. So let me just try to do my best right now to communicate some things for the 2026 focus of Bridge City Church. There's three significant words here. It's authority, accountability, and autonomy. There's authority, accountability, and autonomy. There's three things that we're looking at in how we function as a church. I want you to just think about this just for a second here. Now remember, I said all of those things that are going to be the same, but how we function are going to be a little different here. What we're doing is we want to set up what we refer to as campuses and the campus pastors, the campus worship leaders, the campus, what we're doing is we want to give more delegated authority to each location with more unity, but with less uniformity. Okay, that was a key word that came as we did this and as we unwrapped this here. So when I talk about authority, what we're going to be doing is this, is we're no longer going to have campus pastors. We're going to have Bridge City Church, Brighton Heights. Hi, I'm not Ben Kendrew, but hi, I'm Pastor Ben. I'm the pastor at Bridge City Church, Brighton Heights. That we're going to give away a little more authority there. So they're going to have more responsibility. I'm going to explain some of those things with that authority to carry out the God-given mission in that location here. Okay? So organizationally, we're the same. How we function with that authority is changing and tweaking at this time here. So we're going to, they have the responsibility and the authority to fulfill the mission. People getting saved, people growing, people getting filled with the Holy Spirit, all of those things, growing and going and going into their world. They're going to have more authority to be able to do that. A delegated ascousia, that's the word authority Jesus used. And when he gave away authority, it's a delegated, the sonship, the authority to be able to act there with clear guidelines there. The next word I'm going to use is autonomy. Autonomy to do outreaches. Autonomy to reach their location in ways that are different and unique to each location. That there's an autonomy to make those decisions here. Let me give you an example. If a location pastor wants to do a Pittsburgh missions trip in the summer, that's their decision. If they want to do a vacation Bible school, they can make that decision, okay? Because they have authority to make sure that they're reaching people in that location, and they have that autonomy to be able to do that. But let me give you an example. I think communion's important. How many of y'all believe that's important? Okay. How many of y'all believe praying for people is important? I believe that's important. You know, so I think you should pray for people. I think at least once a month there should be a prayer time. When you put that prayer time is up to you. You want to have two prayer times, you have the autonomy to do prayer times. Saying you don't believe in prayer anymore, we're going to have a talk. Okay? You have the autonomy to put it where you want it, how you want it going forward into 2026. The outreaches, how you want to do it. Like I'm using food bank as an example. You want to see more people with food bank. Well, you have the autonomy to do that, but now you're going to have the autonomy to put that into your budget. You won't be dependent on Bridge City Church to do that. You'll raise that money for yourself because you have autonomy to be able to do that here. Prayer times, those kind of things. Scheduling preaching, the preaching schedule. That's going to be on the location pastor to make that schedule, okay? They'll be making that schedule. They'll be setting the outreaches. They'll be setting those things with that. Accountability. Accountability to make decisions that bring growth and health. The accountability to make sure that we're all growing, that we're all making decisions as well. How about accountability to how long is your Sunday morning worship time going to be? Now, if you want to, in here at White Oak, we have a time constraint. It's kind of set up. It's about 60 minutes in and out because to do what they're doing. I don't even know how we're going to do when they get to 6 services on Sunday. That's going to be great. Thank you. There we go. We're going to figure it out. Come on. We're going to do that. But what I'm trying to say is there's some time constraints there, but how long a message is on Sunday morning. The location pastor will determine that. They'll have accountability to do that. How long worship is. No longer will any worship leader state, well, that's just what Pastor Rick wants. No, that's what your location pastor wants. Because they're going to be given the accountability and the autonomy and the authority to be able to work that out as a team in that location here. So those three key words, authority, accountability, and autonomy. There's more responsibility being handed there to grow finances, to grow people and souls, get people connected. All of those things are being handed out with, again, the umbrella in 2026 of protection, with the umbrella that we're working together, with the umbrella of unity there. That's what we're doing here. Already, and I'm going to use this term, the campus pastors going backwards. They, you know, right now where we are, they're campus pastors. The location pastors have been working on a six-month initiative with a complete plan, with a complete goals and strategy to see more people come, walk through the front door to experience Jesus, which we believe is a big deal. Okay, as many people as possible, they're working on that. They're working on even with small groups, making sure that we have enough small groups to care for people and love people. Starting a young adult groups in each location. They're working towards that in 2026 because there's certain things that we want to, again, you need to do it, but these are things that are valuable and so important in the process here. So the way the children's ministry works, when it comes to kids ministry, if you want kids in the worship time, that's going to be your location's pastor to decide that. They'll decide if they want kids present or it just works better that they're not. See, there's not one way or the other. There's what works here and how are people experiencing Jesus. So we're not going to get into, but they, but hey, but the, No. We're going to do what's best to reach people so that our mission and vision continues to move forward. That's what we're continuing to do. So that six-month initiative, we just finished 3 months of the initiative. We just finished 3 months. We're monitoring the data. We're monitoring the things that are being said and being communicated in there. Three more things that we're doing and we're focused on here, and we're a little behind on this one, and that is this, a discipleship pathway, how we get people connected on a regular basis, how we get the disciples getting people to serve and own, like the church becomes theirs on a better, quicker. So we're working on this process. It's not just an overnight fix. We're going to tweak. We're going to change. We want people to be connected to the purposes of God. Amen? How we do it functionally is going to change. Pastor Nick is heading this up here. And in 2026, we're going to begin instituting a different process. If you've noticed, we put our growth track on hold. It just wasn't producing the results that we need a growth track to produce. So we're not just going to continue to do something because we've always done it. We're going to change and tweak and become better. Okay? How about a leadership pipeline? The way people step into leadership. Pastor Eric has been leading this up in a way that that people can get serving on teams sooner. And how we get them serving and how we get them growing. He's heading that up, the whole initiative. And so how we get leaders growing up and so that we can lead more people to motivate and mobilize teams of people. That's the goal, to accomplish the mission. Are you tracking that? Is that so that's one. This last one here is the new believer process. Like, how do, when somebody raises their hand and they receive Christ, with again, over 200 people this calendar year, that's a big deal. Oh God, Lord Jesus. But we have a stewardship to see them take their next step. So let me give you a status point. So far, year to date, 94 people got water baptized, which is a big deal, and I think that's huge, and we'll celebrate that. What's significant to me is in 2024, we saw about 119 people respond to the gospel and 94 people get water baptized. What is the data telling me? We have more people responding, but less taking their next step into water baptism. You see, when you look at the data, when you flip open the chart and you look at the blood work, your cholesterol's high. Nobody ever wants to hear that, right? Yeah. But what I'm saying is we can celebrate. It maybe it wasn't as high as it was 3 years ago, but it's still high. But so, we got to fix this. We're going to have to bring health. We have to bring some change here. And so this is one of the things that in 2026, how people grow, how people get connected, how people do these things are going to be vitally important looking forward here. Is that making sense there? That's just a good, I'm trying to give you practical reasons on why we're looking at what we're looking at and how we're going to get to where God wants us to get to. Okay, now, Bridge City Church will share these resources. These resources are shared resources. The accounting department, the way the money is accounted for, the way the money is processed, the way PEX cards work, the way reimbursements work, that's all what I'm going to refer to as central. Office and administration here. Leadership, leadership resources. You get me, okay? You get me. I'm your biggest fan, your biggest supporter, and I'm one of your biggest resources. I just want to tell you that right now. I can help, okay? And then creative arts, which include all of these things, media, video, website, all of those things with that. To the degree that worship teams want to work together, they can work together. But there's going to be autonomy handed out. We still want doctrinally sound worship. Okay? So elders, okay, they would step in. If a worship song starts getting doctrinally off, that would be an eldership in a pastor level, like stepping into that. Okay? That's not going to happen. Okay? But just bear with me. Like, you see the different layers of how we do it. But as far as that, how long worship is, what do you do during worship here? The big deal is this. How many people are beginning a relationship and becoming fully devoted followers of Jesus? Are we really growing people? Are those things happening? So these are the shared resources that we have as a church here. We still have the office in North Braddock. That's what we're doing. These are the resources that we have as Bridge City Church. Bridge City Church will be joined together in the following areas. These are areas that the pastors and elders have determined that we're going to work together on here. An eldership. Right now, in 2026, we have one eldership over the church, our vision and mission, our doctrine, our bylaws, our constitution, what we have. We still have one. A code of ethics. What I mean by that is to be a Bridge City Church, we still believe that clearances for people to work with kids are important. We can't have a location say, you know what, we just don't believe that anymore. You know, it's like, no, we believe in that, okay? So if we're going to be Bridge City Church, you got to do that. So a code of ethics, a way that we behave. Then also missions. We agreed we're going to do 10 Kingdom Builders missions offerings in 2026. We didn't agree with what they are right now, but we agreed we're going to do them together. We're going to join together. That's what we agreed. And then BCC branding, when Bridge City Church logo, what it is, who we are, you can't just produce your own. It is still covered with the Bridge City Church Central here. Now, there's some other ones, but we're going to figure those out, okay? We're going to figure out all the, there's some more that we're working on. Groups. That's one of them there. Groups, Victory and Freedom. We have a Victory and Freedom. I still refer to it as a weekend. It's a Friday night and Saturday coming up at the end of January. I believe in Victory and Freedom. I'm telling you, I still believe in that with all my heart. And that is something so vitally important. I know Pastor Eric and Rachel have championed that. But we're still going to do that. The men are going to be here at White Oak. The women are going to be at North Braddock. I want to get to the point where we have enough people trained up and equipped, because we're living out 2 Timothy 2:2, that we're not limited only to 32 people attending, because already our average attendance has gone up so much. We need to get about 50, 60, 70 people there, but still care for people, not mass produce freedom and Holy Spirit filling. It has to be personal. It has to be more people trained up and equipped to be able to do prayer times. It has to be more people equipped and trained to be able to step in and help people grow in a spiritual way. See, the values haven't changed. How we do it functionally will change and will continue to change there. Ushers, I'm off of there. Let's see, I think I got through all of that here. So those are the ones that we're joined together. Like I said, there's some other ones we're figuring out. We're processing, we're praying how these work together. But I'm just so thankful for the pastors and the elders of being willing to work together, in a dynamic way, and really get us to where we need to get to. So looking at the future here in 2026. This is our focus. This is our vision, to become more effective, to see more people walk through the front door, to see more people connected to Jesus. We as a leadership team are going to do that. We as a leadership team are going to do everything we can to make that happen. Amen? That's what we're going to do. And we're going to continue to disciple people because that's what God's asked us to do. Okay, so those values haven't changed. None of those things have changed. Now, going forward after 2026, I believe God has given us, and I'm very energized, I'm very clear on what God's asked us to do in 2026. What does 2027 look like? I believe God is moving. As God brought us to this point, God brought us to this point so that we could be more effective. One of the things that hasn't happened in our conversations is talking about a new location or a new campus or starting a new church. It's because we've gotten stuck in what we're doing here. We've gotten kind of a little bit stuck in where we are. But we're going to get unstuck. And we do have $40,000 saved for a new location for that. I'm believing that within 5 years, it's going to take us 5 years, we're going to get there. It's going to take us 5 years to get healthy, growing, full of love, healthy and robust and growing, all of those things like that. It's going to take us that long, but we're going to get there. How many of y'all with me? Okay, we're going to get there. So we're moving towards the point of, okay, what does the next steps of authority look like? What does the next steps of these all feel like as well? I'm going to share some of this in the second session that we do today when I just share the Word of God with you. And so we're figuring out, we're looking at how does that look? How does each location they governed? What's going to happen at each location? What are they going to look like there? Okay. Now, before we break, I want to have a real honest talk with you right here. And it is about finances. I mentioned already, we've been kind of plateaued when it comes to finances. Now, again, there's been some ups and downs, but a broad brush. Will you let me just speak on a broad brush level? Okay. What this is a sign of, whenever there's more people coming, but the finances aren't increasing, what you have is two significant things. We have a discipleship problem or a fear problem. We have discipleship, more people being discipled, being trained, being equipped, so that we believe that we have our lives in order in a God-honoring way. And how many of you know our lives being in order is my spiritual life, my relational life, my emotional, mental life, my financial life, okay? All of those things are really, really important, okay? So all of our lives in order. So we're working towards a place where we get everything more God-honoring. Unfortunately, because of some of the structure and functional changes, and because of the difference in the way we're functioning here, we needed to make some changes in some specific positions at the church. And the first one I'm just going to mention, he's sitting in the front row. And Bruce was functioning in a great way as our business director. He really took our kids, our youth, students, 7th grade through 12th grade, to a new level. Really helped do some things. I mean, I really mean that with all my heart. But because of our structural changes, the function changes, and because of, trying to get our finances to work here, we unfortunately had to release him from his position. But I want to tell you this. Him sitting in the front row right now speaks to his character and integrity. Because I don't know too many people that could do that. I know a lot of people that get released from a church and they never go back to church or they never serve again or they take their marbles and go home. That's not an option when we serve God. He has a call of God on his life. And Bruce, I want to say thank you. And he's still functioning as an elder apprentice. That means learning and being trained up and equipped to find out if that's what his call is in that area. Still been at meetings. And Bruce, I just want to say thanks so much for being the best you. Okay, difficult decisions, but things we have to do at times. The other decisions, and my brother Gary, Pastor Gary isn't here today. It's no statement of his. The Brighton Heights location actually gave a whole bunch of money to send he and Donna away. It just took them about 18 months to get there. Come on. And so that's where they're away right now. But he was on staff as missions pastor. And we had to release him from that missions pastor role. We still support him as a missionary, and we still support him to go out onto trips, and we still support him as a church. It's written in our 2026 budget to do that, and we're going to continue to do that. To his credit, just like Bruce, they knew what was coming down the road, but they willfully said, God, you know, what I do is not important to who I am. I want you to hear that. That's powerful. He came and said, look, where I am right now, where the church is, we need to make a change. That those are men I can run with. How about you? Because it's not just about where they get money from. It's what God's called them to do. The other change that's happening is with our children's, that means fifth grade and under, director, Jess Jackson, who's here. Just wave everybody, Jess, there. And she's done a great job at helping us become better overall as a church, okay? But God, you need to give her a hand. I'm really thankful. She will no longer be in the children director role, okay? Because with handing more autonomy, more authority and accountability out to each location, that means each location is going to pick up and run things more, according to where they are, okay, to become more productive, effective, and fruitful. So we had to make some decisions like that. So what I'm asking you right now is this is not to say, oh boy, I need more money and you better give more money. That's not the point. The point is God's given us a mission and a vision that's worth giving to. It's worth sacrificing for 43 years. The why and the what hasn't changed. The how is constantly changing. My role is once again changing. Okay, every time I think I get down to one role, I take on two more. And that's okay. I'll do whatever it takes to see the mission and vision go forward, regardless of what that means and matters to me. Okay, I'm here. And I'm staying here. God's called me here. And if I'm not the lead pastor, I'm still going to be here. Okay? And I'm still going to be here because this is my prayer. Is that I just want to serve, you know, one church all the days of my life. That's my prayer. Still my prayer. And that's going to happen in Jesus' name. Amen. So, with that, we're asking more people to be discipled. We have two stewardship workshops scheduled at two of our locations coming up in White Oak. It's going to be on January 17th, and at Brighton Heights, it'll be right 25th. 25th, where Pastor Keith is going to come train people in stewardship. Then we're going to help people practically with their budgets. We want to help people get discipline and over their fear. How many of y'all think that's a great idea right there? I think that's an awesome idea. So this is what I want you to do right now. We're going to get back into our groups, and I just want you to pray right now. I want you to pray together, just regarding the things I shared right now. Pray for myself, pray for Natalie, pray for the elders, the pastors, your location. Anything I just shared, I want you to pray for. Then we're going to take a break, and I'd like to get back in your seats in this room. Hopefully about 10:20, so you can run to the restroom, you can get a coffee, and then we'll come back at 10:20. So you're going to get in your group, you're going to get in a group, and you're going to pray. You're just going to go around and just pray. Everybody pray. Everybody just pray together. And let's pray together, and let's believe God together for Bridge City Church, for Freedom Church. Let's believe God big for what he's going to do. Then we're going to take a break, and you're going to come back, and you got to sit through the next session because Chick-fil-A isn't here.